Okay, so winding it down here on Jacksonville, and hopefully we have a good day here to wrap everything up. Again, this is a team that's different from the last time we saw them. We saw them preseason, but a year ago, but kind of some different guys. Certainly, a lot different context than we saw them in that game. So, we'll need the full week of preparation here, and hopefully be ready to go on Sunday.
Now that this week is almost complete in terms of preparation, how do you feel like the team has bounced back from the loss?
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. I would say that that our effort level in the classroom and on the field has been good the last couple of days, but we'll see how all that. Now is really the most important time, the last 48 hours as we head into game time. So. There's still a lot of work left to do. I don't think we're there by any stretch, but we're gaining on it. So we'll see.
Have you ever put stock in the thinking that a loss could be good for a team, sort of in a big picture sense?
Well, we never really look at it that way. We just try to take each day as it comes, and whatever happened last week happened. It's over with, and. We've won some, we've lost some. We always try to move on to the next game and the next opportunity and make the best most we can out of that one. So, say that's the way we handled this week. That's the way we'll handle next week. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the game on Sunday, but whatever happens, we'll try to make the most we can out of next week and use that game however we can best use it. I don't know what else to tell you.
With the postseason looming, is there more of an emphasis at this point in the season than maybe earlier to get guys healthy, considering what's coming up, or is every week really just a fork in that regard?
Yeah. I mean, the emphasis is to get everybody healthy as soon as possible every week. I mean, so. I don't know what we do differently now that we would do differently. Our treatment schedule is the same. Guys getting rest, guys getting treatment, guys, doing what they can do on a progressive basis, a little bit more than the day, or a little bit more until they get all the way back up there with whatever it is, injury they're dealing with. Trying to stay healthy, like away from the colds and the flus and the, those kind of setbacks, which come sometimes at this time of year too. And they can run through your team. I mean, it could be a dozen guys getting that, or it could be one. But, I mean, if it's one, you hope you can just keep it to one and not, end up losing a third of your roster to a bug or something like that. So, I mean, all those things are important. We try to stay on top of them in terms of, like disinfecting everything and just constantly staying on top of it. And I know players now really think about getting more rest and, sometimes our schedule shortens a little bit in order to try to lengthen the rest time. So, I mean, all those things are part of it, but I wouldn't say that it's like we sit there in October and don't care about it. We try to get them back then too, but I think as the season goes on, there is a little bit of a different dynamic that comes into play, if you will, just because of the length of the season. But I think the urgency to get people healthy and get them back in play is there like it is all year long.
Is that just tapering, Bill? I mean, so other sports, they taper their athletes. They don't work as hard, or the stretches of hard work are shortened towards this part of the season. Is that essentially?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's part of it. And of course, the rules, with the number of padded practices that you can have, those have been trimmed back in the last 6 weeks. So, and they probably would be trimmed back anyway because we've had so many practices. We've had, I don't know, whatever it is, 90-some. I don't know, where are we at here? 88 practices. So, it's – and the Jacksonville, like we haven't had 88 practices for Jacksonville, but we've been on the field 88 times, and that's – do you need to do everything as much now as we did in practice 6, 7, and 8? I mean, oh, probably not, but – I think you still need to stay sharp on it. I think there's still things that you can, you want to stay on, but the intensity and the of training camp or those type of practices, I don't think that there's that just not that level. I mean, that level is on Sunday and above, but it's a little less than that during the week, sure.
Bill, if you were in the fortunate situation, though, where you were up by a decent amount against Jacksonville or Miami down the road, would you selectively start resting some of your starters?
I would do the same thing that I always do in every game, and that's to try to do what's best for the football team. And there's a lot of things that go into that. So whatever I feel like is best for the football team, that's what I'm going to try to do. Every game, every week, in every situation, I'm going to try to do what I think is best for the team. And there's a lot of things to take into consideration on that. So, but whatever it is, and I'm not saying it's all right. You know, I've probably made, you know, more mistakes than anybody around here. But the intent is to do what's best for the team.
Bill, seems like one of the things that comes to mind with centers is sort of reliability, dependability. It feels like Meester has been in Jacksonville since the franchise started.
It does.
Yeah. Talk about sort of what he brings and what he's brought.
Well, you know, I think the communication offensively starts from the inside and works its way out. So center and a quarterback, they, you know, they really handle it, especially as much as teams run the shotgun these days where the quarterback, you know, you can't communicate with the line, especially on the road, without walking up there and actually talking to them. So the center handles a lot of that communication. So there's a line of communication between the quarterback and the center to the offensive line, and the quarterback to the skill players. And that's, I think, integral into every offensive system. And, yeah, he's been there a long time. He's been a solid player for him. And it's a critical position, not because I played it, but because of just the structure of the game. And it's the same thing on defense. It starts with the middle linebacker, and it extends out along the front, and it goes from the safeties out to the corner or your nickel back or whoever it is. That line of communication always starts in the inside out. And the people that are involved in that, the quarterback, the center, the middle linebacker, possibly a defensive tackle, your safeties, I mean, those are the key guys in that, you know, in that link.
Bridging the gap to Wendy. I mean, he seems like this year, really, I think he's played every snap, so really consistent in that standpoint. Also on the shotgun snap you mentioned, you watch games around the league, there's a number of plays that, I'm not saying they're busted, but, you know, quarterback gets a low snap, makes a bad throw, something like that. It seems like that's been an area where he picked off where Dan left off for so many years, being so consistent with that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really been a strength of Wendy since he's been here. You know, we have, and you've seen in training camp, we work multiple people at center. Like this year we had, you know, four or five different guys working at that position. Plus you got, you know, a couple different quarterbacks in there. And so there's, I mean, if it's just the same two guys every time, there's still, you know, could be some issues. But when you're mixing in multiple players, you know, that just the ball center quarterback exchange is the most critical part to any play. You can't have a good play without that. But that's been a great strength of Wendy's throughout his career here. He's shotgun snaps, under the center snaps, you know, wet games, so whatever it is. I mean, he's been very dependable there, and it all starts with that. And you know, there's a lot of times when those guys are, you know, they're trying to reach block, you know, Darius at Buffalo or Watt or you know whoever it is, or they're trying to shotgun snap and pass protect against, you know, good pass rushers or linebackers up in the line of scrimmage or things like that. And it really takes a lot of discipline and concentration to execute the snap perfectly and then be able to slide and get into position to block the man they got to block, whether it's on the goal line or whether it's a pass protection snap or whatever it happens to be, you know, and still have that ball right, you know, so the quarterback can handle it and, you know, make a clean play. So it's... He does a good job of that, but that's you know, you can't underestimate that part of the center's job. You take it for granted until you have a bad one, and they have a bad one, and then it all's all bad after that.
So the last time you played in the Super Bowl, like the New York Giants, they ended up winning like their last regular season game. I mean, it kind of gave them momentum going into the playoffs. Is it safe to say kind of this game against Jacksonville is kind of almost like a playoff mentality? To kind of get that momentum going into the playoffs?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not... You know, I wasn't with the Giants, so I don't really know what those games, you know, were or weren't. I mean, if you have to win a game to get into the playoffs, then you're really playing a playoff game. You know, I think it'd be a stretch to call this a playoff game. I mean, it's a big game for us, but it's, I mean, I couldn't call it. It's just not a playoff game. You know, I think the most important thing for a team is to be playing well for the most important games of the season, and they're ahead for all of us. So hopefully we'll be able to do that when that time comes. And I think each game from the first game of the year to the 16th game of the year, that those are our opportunities as a team and individually to get better, to improve, to build our chemistry, our timing, our situational awareness, our execution, all those things. And there's going to be a point where the season's going to come down to a game, a quarter, a series, a play. And when the team's able to execute at a high level at that particular point in time, that's going to decide, you know, which team moves on, which teams are the champions, which teams aren't. So I think it's all part of the process, and I think we're still in that process. Okay.